I would like to offer the reader just a brief explanation of how I organized the stories in this book and explain some key messages that I would like to emphasize. Like the Media Lab itself, this book doesn't have a very formal and rigid structure. But roughly, each chapter contains about 3 stories about the inventors and their inventions, which, taken together, help illustrate a particular theme. In chapters 1 through 4, the theme of each is a fundamental principle that underlies the Media Lab's unique approach to innovation, as follows. Chapter 1, The Power of Passion, introduces the unprecedented creative freedom that its researchers enjoy to invent according to their passions and curiosities, in an environment where the only real rule is that there are no rules, and where there is no such thing as a failure. Chapter 2, Disappearing Disciplines, describes the lab's anti-disciplinary ethos, where people from widely different backgrounds think about problems in wildly different ways from the past, unencumbered by preconceived notions of what is possible or what the solutions should look like. Chapter 3, Hard Fun, is about the Media Lab's distinctive approach to playful invention, which begins by teaching students how to build almost anything and then encourages them to express their most fanciful ideas by building them and then seeing what happens when people use them. Chapter 4, Serendipity by Design, explains how the Media Lab deliberately fosters an environment in which the kinds of unlikely and seemingly random connections that spark truly big ideas not only happen, but can't help but happen. While I must admit that the MIT Media Lab is a very special place, I believe that these 4 principles, either in whole or in part, can be adopted by any individual, business, or institution, from startups to multinational corporations, from toy companies to financial services firms, from schools to government agencies, to improve their own process of innovation. Moreover, it is my hope that these 4 principles can inform a desperately needed rethinking of our innovation ecosystem in the United States. There is near universal agreement that innovation is the key to confronting the urgent challenges that face humanity in the 21st century. But tragically, the 50-year-old deal between government, industry, and academia that spawned the wave of innovation in the United States in the late 20th century is broken. Government agencies, whose visionary leaders and money were the forces behind transformational advances such as the internet and the mapping of the human genome, today support baby steps rather than bold leaps. University researchers play it safe in their grant proposals, aware that it is unlikely that peer reviewers will approve radical or controversial ideas. Large companies, with a few exceptions such as Google, have dramatically cut their investments in curiosity-driven research, and most venture capitalists, whose long-shot bets fueled the high-tech and biotech revolutions, have lost their taste for early-stage investments. The result is that radical new ideas and inventions, which are the seeds of innovation, are no longer being created at nearly the pace they were before. I believe that the way they are generated in abundance at the Media Lab, as described in this book, can serve as a guide to help us reverse that disastrous path. The stories continue in chapters 5 through 8, but the themes shift to focus on the fundamental ways in which the technologies under development at the Media Lab today will transform our lives, society, and business in the future. Chapter 5, The New Normal, presents human augmentation technologies that will forever alter our most basic concepts of human abilities, first addressing the challenges of people normally considered to be disabled, such as amputees and people with autism, but ultimately improving the lives of everyone. Chapter 6, Living and Learning Together, explores a new relationship between people and technology, in which technology learns from, understands, and helps people as true partners, from smartphones that serve as savvy personal assistants to sociable robots that provide aid and companionship to the elderly. Chapter 7, The Age of Agency, looks at how technology will eliminate the age-old asymmetry between ordinary people and the high priests of society, such as doctors and bankers, empowering individuals with unprecedented control over their health and finances. Chapter 8, I Am a Creator, is about technologies that unleash the full powers of expression and creativity that exist within each and every human being, just waiting to be released, and how these will transform the very identity of individuals and society as a whole in the future. I would like to offer one final thought. After nearly 30 years as a technologist in the business of innovation, the 5 years that I have spent at the Media Lab have completely changed my view of the possibilities that technologic innovation holds for confronting the challenges we face as people and society. I am now convinced that individuals, empowered with the type of radically new technologies that you will read about in the pages ahead, can succeed in transforming society from the bottom up, where our institutions have dismally failed. This has greatly increased my sense of optimism for the future, and I hope it will do the same for you.